the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.
Today's parable is called the parable of the sower. It's a well-known parable, and it occurs in three of the Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And it may, in fact, perhaps should more correctly be called the parable of the soils, because it's not about the sower at all. The parable has very little to do with the sower. It's all about the four different soils, and we all know the parable very well. There is the soil on the wayside, or the lack of soil on the wayside, or the pathway, and that's like with a lot of their fields had pathways that ran through them. The fields were all over the place, and to get somewhere there'd be a well-trodden pathway that people could go through their field in order to access different areas. There was no soil there, and as you know, the seed didn't take at all. And the other three soils from the outside all looked the same. There was the soil which was very shallow because it was overlying stony ground. There was the soil which had the seed of thorns in it, but the thorns hadn't yet come up. Was the good soil which bore fruit. And so those three soils, in fact, from the outside looked very similar. You couldn't tell that there was stony ground underneath the soil. You couldn't tell that there were thorns, the seeds of thorns in the soil of the thorny ground. And then, of course, there was the good soil which bore fruit. So today we'll focus, in fact, just on one type of that soil, which is the stony ground. The soil on the stony ground. So again, this just looks like a thin layer of soil overlying rock. And in fact, my backyard is exactly like this soil. I was surprised when we first moved into our place, the grass would be very nice and green, and you'd have two hot days and the grass would be dead. It'd be absolutely yellow. And I used to think, oh, that's very unusual. I'm a hopeless gardener. You know, I am a hopeless gardener, but it had nothing to do with that. I didn't realise until the kids were a bit old, to have kids, and I wanted to stick a totem tennis pole in the backyard, and I went out there and tried to whack in the pole, and it would go down about, you know, that much. I go, oh, and then I'd move it to another area and try and whack it in, and it'd still go down about that much. Meaning that my lawn is on very, very shallow soil, and underneath it is a rock bed. It's all rock. Good for the house, bad for the soil, bad for the plants. And this is the sort of soil that the Lord is talking about in this parable, the one that we'll talk about today, which is the stony ground. So what's said about this ground? Well, Matthew and Mark say that some, which is the seed, fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Luke says about this type of stone, about this type of soil, some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. So slightly different. And then in Matthew, when Jesus explained this parable about this soil, he said, "But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles." So I'll just make three really very, very, very brief comments about the stony ground and about these things that are attributed to it. The Gospels say three things about the stony ground. They say there is no depth of earth. They say that the plants have no root in themselves, and it also says that the soil lacked moisture. So we might just really very briefly just talk about these three types of soil. I might just say before we do that is that it's useful for us to think a little bit about whether, you know, which of these soils might be us, you know, which of these soils is our heart. This heart of this stony ground is the heart that does enjoy to hear about the Lord. It is not a person who says, don't talk to me, I don't want to know. This person enjoys to hear the word of the Lord. This person likes to come to church. This heart is very open to attending meetings, reading the Bible. Someone says they have a Bible study, they say, oh, that'd be fantastic. This is not a heart which is openly antagonistic towards the Lord. This person really received the word with joy. They love it. So just coming to church doesn't mean you're not this soil. In fact, coming to church means there's a real risk that you are this soil. How might you know whether you're this soil? Well, this soil never changes. This soil never bears fruit. This soil never does anything more than what they've ever done in the past. Year after year, this soil is the same. It receives the word with joy, but nothing comes from it. Likes to hear the word of the Lord, but nothing sinks in, nothing changes. So let's just talk about those three attributes of this soil. No depth of earth, has no root in themselves, and lacked moisture. And we'll just say one really brief thing about each of those. Firstly, no depth of earth. So what the Lord is saying is that the heart is hard, has no desire to change. That rock beneath the soil is the heart. It's covered by a thin layer of joy of hearing about the Lord, but underneath that, the heart is hard, as hard as a rock. It's an unbroken heart. It's an unrepentant heart. It's the heart that never feels a deep conviction of having done something wrong. So when the heart is never repentant, then it can never ever bear fruit. It's impossible. The Lord needs to change us. In fact, the fruit is the change in our lives. And so when we refuse change, absolutely refuse change, when we feel that what we do, the way we do it, how we've always done it, we never want that to change. We're very happy with how we are. We're very pleased with our state. We feel that we generally, you know, you might think globally, sure, we all sin, we know that. If you spend a day on earth, you'll sin. But we feel, you know, all up, we're pretty happy with where we're at. Then this is that stony ground, the heart that does not feel, in fact, that there is need for any change, does not feel that it needs to be broken by the Lord in repentance as an ongoing state, as an ongoing state. Another way of looking about this term has no depth of earth, another way of thinking about that is thinking that it is a heart that has a very, very superficial belief. Some of us has very little understanding about our Christian belief. Very little. Very shallow. And it is not related to a level of education. You can have a highly educated person, professional. They know a lot about what they do. They are well read. They are well versed in their profession. But when it comes to their Christianity, they know sometimes almost nothing. Almost nothing. Extremely superficial belief. It is the heart that is just covered by a thin layer of soil. Some people think that's okay. They think, oh, we don't need knowledge to enter the kingdom of God. Well, that's true. You don't need knowledge, but your lack of knowledge can be a real sign of a lack of love or interest. You don't need knowledge to inherit the kingdom of heaven, but if you know nothing about the Lord, then that in fact is symptomatic of your lack of love. If you had, if you met one of your friends comes and says, "I met a girl. I've spent, you know, we've come to talk a lot the last few weeks or months. I think this is the one." And you said, "Oh, that's fantastic. Tell me about her. Oh, you know, her name is this. Right. What does she do? Oh, I don't know. What does she at uni? No idea. Oh, okay. Does she have any brothers or sisters? I don't know. What does she like to do? No idea. So what is it that you know about this person? How can you say you like this person and you know nothing about them? It would be very unusual. In fact, it would be impossible. You would think that there's something, this person's loopy. It is impossible that they would know nothing about this person, but they say they love them. And yet, many of us in our Christian faith is very much like that. You talk to some people about what they know about the Lord, it is almost nothing. And yet, week in, week out, they're in church. They identify themselves as Christian. They say they love the Lord, and yet they know nothing. So that lack of depth of earth can sometimes be a very superficial belief. The next thing that the Lord said about that very shallow or that stony ground is he said that these people have no root in themselves. So this stony ground, the plant shoots up and then it dies because it had no root in themselves. And this means that the person has no personal, secret, ongoing relationship with the Lord. All of their spirituality is based on external acts, things done externally in association with others, maybe based on the spirituality of someone else. So the person who has no root in themselves is the person who has no secret, personal, private relationship with the Lord. They come to church, yes, in a corporate setting, they're with the Lord. They may attend meetings. They may serve in a corporate, external sense. But the person who has no root in themselves is the person who has no personal relationship that is grounded in the Lord. All their spirituality is based on external acts done in corporate worship. Corporate worship is, you know, group worship, worship with association is an important part of our faith. But if that is all you have, then you are like this ground. You have no root. Because you'll be tested individually. We might worship as a group, but you'll be tested individually. Even husbands and wives, they will stand before the Lord individually, separately, on their own. They will stand or fall on their own. So the classic example is a child who comes to church because of their parent. They will have no root in themselves so long as that is the main driver for them to come. But for those who are older, in fact, it is possible, of course, to just come to church by way of habit. It is what you do. But if you have no private prayer, no private reading of the Bible, has to be private, opening the Bible on your own, sitting with the Lord. If you don't have that, then you have no root in yourself. It's like a rock which splashes into water. It's the person who hears the word of the Lord with joy, makes a big splash, and there is a big wave from that splash. But by the time you get 10 metres or 20 metres away from that, where that rock fell in, the wave has become, in fact, just a little ripple. And by 30 metres, it's gone. It's non-existent. if all of the activity in their life was formed by the splash in church on Sunday, then by Monday it's gone. There's nothing. There's no root. There's no personal activity making waves in their own life. And the last thing the Lord says is that this soil lacked moisture. And just really one very brief point about that. Water is the symbol of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is often represented in Scripture by water. And so a soil which lacks moisture is the heart which is not intermingled with the Holy Spirit constantly and daily. Even in the psalm today, it's started off by saying, "You water its ridges abundantly." The stony ground is the heart that is not in communion with the Holy Spirit. Yes, we are all baptized. Yes, we've all been filled with the Holy Spirit from baptism. But if we have quenched the Holy Spirit within us, if he is not at work, if he is not moving, if he is not speaking to us daily, if we're not hearing his voice, then we are the soil that lacks moisture. This may be manifest in many ways. For example, if you just have an intellectual interest in Christ, then that will be the heart that lacks moisture. If you do lots of service, have lots of action, but without love, then that would be the soil that has no moisture. If you believe without repentance, then that's the soil that has no moisture. So, to summarise, we pray for myself first of all, and that we don't be this heart of stony ground. We don't have a lack of depth. We don't have just a superficial, unrepentant spiritual life. That we actually have a root in ourselves, which we have a personal, secret, private prayer and Bible reading life for the Lord, and that we have moisture by seeking the Holy Spirit to work in our life. And glory be to God forever. Amen.